Welcome back to Dakota Midday. I'm Lori Walsh. Gino Church is a speaker and an author and a word of mouth inspiration officer at the marketing company Brains on Fire. He's coming to Rapid City this weekend for the Oda Black Hills event at the Dahl Art Center. He joins us today via phone from Greenville, South Carolina to talk about community and story and sustainable word of mouth movements. Gino Church, welcome to Dakota Midday.
Thank you for having me.
Let's start with technology then, because you are a social media agnostic. Explain to us what that means and why.
I kind of talk about it, and I will when I'm up in South Dakota on Friday, but that in marketing today, and we've become infatuated, of course, with the shiny objects of technology and social media. And far too often, we start tactically instead of starting with people and really understanding the values and the benefits as a brand or an organization that we bring into a customer and advocate's life. And so we really believe, almost like an anthropologist does, that you need to dig deep. You need to find out what are the truths, what are the beliefs and the values, so that you can build something that is far more sustainable and more powerful. And that's in engaging your customers, your advocates, to become living messengers for your brand or your organization. So, you know, being agnostic saves us from going down the path in the beginning of you know, just falling in love with Twitter or Instagram or Snapchat. And some people, that's their bag. That's what they do. But for us, you know, it's all about working with a brand, working with an organization, and really, in a way, helping them be more human, not necessarily be more technically savvy, even though we do that very well. And I love my brand new i7 Phone Plus. But yeah, that's my hope is to get people to sit back and start with people first.
So one of the things that strikes me about social media or any sort of online content is you can measure it. And people that appeals to people. I can measure how often something was shared and see, get some feedback. How do you do that with sort of the human storytelling that you're talking about and the truth? And, you know, how do you sort of measure those intangibles, or do you?
We do. And measurement is, you know, it's kind of the price of entry today. And it works both ways. I can tell you, as being, We've been on the board of WOMA, the Word of Mouth Marketing Association, for the almost 15 years it's been in existence. And yeah, social media marketing, or what we call word of mouth marketing, has a problem, and that is that the metrics that it put out there, which is like potential reach and things like that, are almost made up numbers. There's some truth in it, but there's some made up numbers in there. So what we try to do is with every client, when we're at the stage before we sign the contract, we find out what are they looking for, what is going to be their expectation, and we build the program around what is it that we're going to measure. And because far too often we don't do that. Are we going to try to create storytelling? Are we going to try to empower our advocates to tell their story? Well, then there's going to be a measurement for story, and then there's going to be a measurement of engagement, of how many people, you know, read it, click on it, leave a comment. And so that's just one example. But the work that we do, it scatters from everything. Sometimes it's with a tourism account like the city of Greenville, South Carolina, and it is tied to heads and beds. And so for the Yeah, That Greenville campaign, it was tied to, in a twist, instead of getting people outside to say how great Greenville was, we inspired the citizens of Greenville to be the ambassadors and tell people what they loved about Greenville. And so when people moved into Greenville, what we got numbers that we had an increase in population. We had a substantial increase in heads in bed, which has led to multiple hotels being built in the city. So your question is right on, that, you know, that measurement is tricky and there's no silver bullet, but it takes a practitioner, a marketing company, to really be realistic and sit down with the group and not just say that we're going to get thousands of people or 500 people are going to submit a story, we're going to run a campaign on Facebook, because some big brands, they get five and six stories. So You've got to do a lot of work to get those measurements to work. Huh. So I know I didn't give you a finite answer. I think I did a little bit.
How important is storytelling in business and in branding?
I think it's extremely important. And I'm going to talk about, I'm a little bit of a nut about pirates. And I blame my grandparents and living close to Charleston, South Carolina, which is Blackbeard roamed up and down our coast. And back in the day, my grandfather lied to me and told me that we were related to Blackbeard. And then he said, you know, if I got older, he said I was just kidding, because I told people at school I was 10 to Blackbeard. But, you know, when you think about the archetype of the pirate, and think of the pirate flag, the Jolly Roger. The Jolly Roger flag was created by Jack Rackham, or Calico Jack, a pirate that really only had a two-year history. But he created that flag. This is the skull with the two swords. Mm. That was his flag. Each pirate had their own flag, and that was their symbol of unity for that ship. And it was to create fear. To this day, we all have a common understanding of what a pirate is due to mythology. So we really believe that a brand mythology is really a community mythology, and it is by the stories that are collected, enriched, and shared by its people. And I think today, again, we've done a disservice that all you hear about is content, 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 and we forget the authority of the storyteller. Hmm. That, you know, think about a great article that you read, or a great story, a great book. More than likely, it's because you like how it was delivered by that person. We believe today that content is anonymous and that you just put it out there, but people want a point of view that they can trust. They want to know, and that's the power of word-of-mouth marketing when it comes face-to-face offline, which is the most powerful way. Someone that we know, someone that we trust what they say far greater than someone that we just see in a forum, or we read their review on Yelp or Amazon. Hmm. So
still, that hasn't changed, that trusting the real person instead of what we see on Amazon. That hasn't changed.
No, and as a matter of fact, when you've got young people, our community management team here at Brains on Fire, we have six folks that do this, and they're all under 28 years old, and they will tell you that they are overwhelmed with technology, that everything is about not being able to enjoy the experience, but they've got to Snapchat this, and it's got to go to Instagram, then it'll update my Facebook, and there's going to even be a day. There's days now coming out that are digital detox days, and what especially young people. When you look at the rise of Bernie Sanders, for example, there was I believe a lot of storytelling in that. That amplified that in why it was attractive to young people. But I think it is to all of us across the board. We're craving connection as human beings. It's the way that we're wired. And I've got a good friend in South Dakota, Justin Smith, who's a PhD neuroscientist. And he and I chat about this kind of geeky stuff all the time. And he said, it's in our DNA to connect. And that goes to community. And in community, create storytelling, and I think that's the beautiful thing about South Dakota. This will be my second time. I've been to Bismarck, North Dakota too, and what I love is I feel localness in a kindred spirit, in a community essence, that sometimes you go to big cities and you go to other places and you never feel it. And that comes into storytelling. It just happens through casual conversations that you have with people.
So how do we hang on to that we still have here in South Dakota, that sense of an authentic community still?
Well, I think they're doing some amazing things to do that. I think Oda does an amazing job of elevating and making it be the heroes or the storytellers. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when you think of the story of the hero, when you think of classic mythology, like from Star Wars, Luke Skywalker was the farm kid. He went out on a journey. He didn't think he could do it, but he had this calling, and he ended up becoming a hero. The community needs a hero to go out, do these amazing things. It could be that they they farm. It could be they create a new tool, they create an app, whatever that may be. They bring that knowledge back into that community, and they make the whole community smarter for that. That inspires other people to go out. I think ODA is doing a wonderful thing where they're creating storytelling out of the community. It's authentic, it's real, it's humble, it's homegrown. And so I think that's what we have to do, is that we have to find the hand raisers, the people that might bitch a little bit about our work, like what we did, but they also pat you on the back. Well, yeah. Find out why, find out more, elevate them. And so I think we have to always constantly be on the lookout for stories. And my favorite college professor told me, and I did not listen to him for quite a while, he said, whoever tells their story best wins. That's it. And his point to me was, no matter how good you are with your wrist at drawing a logo, you better be able to tell a story. And I try to inspire that in the designers here, that when we're doing identity work and we're presenting something, creativity is subjective. But if we can bring story and meaning into it, it goes beyond subjectivity.
What are you working on next? What's your next book or project? What's getting you jazzed up in the morning?
Oh, gosh. I'm a train wreck. you know, I've got a couple of things. 6 months ago, I was actually doing a presentation at Disney World at a wellness conference, of all things. And I'm a very, on the surface, you look at me, I'm a slender, very athletic, fit guy, 5'10". At that time, I was right at 150, and I was a cyclist and a CrossFit guy. I didn't feel well. I ended up having a little medical issue at this wellness conference. One of the ladies there asked if she could check me out, and she kind of told me to face my fear and go to the doctor. The minute I got home, I blew 450 in blood sugar. I'm a diabetic. I had no idea. after 20 pounds less that I've lost as I've gotten my life together. I've been inspired to do more good. So I'm trying to convince a publisher. We do have a publishing contract with our first two books, but it's going to be a little bit hard for this one, to somebody to give us a chance to write a book that I'm tentatively calling right now Pirates for Good. And it's about using the pirate architecture, how that was a democracy, to take the rebellion to create good for mankind. And wow. And so I've been on the search for people that are doing that, and there's a ton of people that are. And so one of my exciting things I'm going to do this weekend is I'm going to go see the Crazy Horse Memorial. And I've been reading about your heritage of your area with Standing Bear, and how he, from the Dakotas to Nebraska, he demanded rights as a man, as a citizen. And he was a pirate for good. He was a rebel for his people, his tribe.
Rebels for humankind. Gino Church, I love that. And I'm hoping you'll come back and talk about that again when that book is a little closer. And if for folks who want to see Gino Church, he's with Brains on Fire, and he's with the ODA Black Hills Conference. It's this Friday at the Dahl Art Center. As of yesterday, tickets were still available online, so check that out. Gino, thank you so much for your time today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.